Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment.
Love is best. Hey, hello my lovelies, welcome back again to Unclouded, and I'm your host Samba. This is where we talk about everything that comes with relationship. We don't filter it, we just say the way it is. Like I promise you, we're going to be having an episode of Honest Conversation. The last time we had honest conversation between partners, you know, husband and wife. But today we're going to discuss about having honest conversation with your children. Yes, I know. Having conversation, because I told you guys, and don't forget, I'm not a therapist, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm just a mother. I was a wife. And I've been through, you know, various relationships with people, with families, with friends. So this program is not mainly about husband and wife. It's mainly about relationship in general. Because we do have relationship with everybody in our lives, not only our husband or not only our wives. You know, we've got relationship with co-workers, children. But today we're going to be talking about what most parents don't talk about: having honest conversation with our children. And you see, whether you're a parent, a mentor, or just someone, you know, breaking circles, this can be built into, you know, a lot of things in general. So when was the last time you had, you know, that honest conversation with your children or with your child? And now, you don't have to be a mother now, but I'm sure in future you will be a mother. So this concerns you. So if you have your children with you right now, you're not at work, call them, because they need to listen to this. And if you choose to listen to this and talk to your children after, that depends on you, you know, because I have a very open relationship with my children, you know, and it goes a long way. You see, this African mentality has really restricted us to what I don't even know how to name it, to a ridiculous, you know, aspect in our life. We need to grow out of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm from Nigeria. I'm African. And I believe so much in our ways. But you see, in everything that we were taught growing up, yeah, there are few things that are wrong about it. If it worked for our parents, yeah, this is a new generation. We should not forget about that. We are learning every day. Our children are traveling. They are going places. They are learning new things. Now, coming back home, they feel, oh, what have they been teaching us? Because we need to update. In those days, our parents believed flogging us is the only way we can listen, because you are a stubborn child. I will flog that stubbornness out of your brain. No. We are growing. We need to grow. And don't get me wrong, I am not saying we should grow out of our ways. I'm just saying we need to update. We need to learn. Like in those days, maybe they used to wear leaves on the body. If you can learn how to wear a proper cloth, so why can't you learn other ways that think might work aside from flogging your children? What about try talking to them? What about you two trying to demonstrate good behavior, good character? Do you sit with your children? Do you even have time out to play with them, watch cartoon with them? Or do you even have time to talk to them? Because most of us will believe, you know, the only responsibility we have to our children is to provide for them. And when I say provide, I'm talking about materialistic stuff. Like buy them clothes, buy them shoes, you know, give them money. But did you look after their mental health? Do you check how they are doing in schools, in their schools? When was the last time you sat your child down when you get to work and say, "Hello, sweetheart, how are you today? What did you do in school? How are your friends? What happened in school today? Any good stuff or otherwise? What was your, how did you deal with your friends today? Did you play? Did you have, you know, talk? Did you do this?" Check on them, see how they're doing. Because a lot is happening nowadays. You know, when my son finished from school this time, you know, when they started the summer holiday, I got a text from the school, email, that they lost a child in my son's year group. And I know some of you parents will just read it and just delete it and discard it. No, you can't do that. You can't. You need to call your child and check if your child is okay. Because now they've emailed me, but they didn't tell me what exactly happened. I heard that from my son. That this young boy has taken his own life. And what I asked my son was, "How are you feeling? Are you okay? Do you know this boy? How was he in school? Was he the kind of person that keeps to himself, or is he a happy person?" He said what shocked me the most. He said the boy was a happy boy. Hello, are you there? This is a serious talk. And that is why I have not mentioned where my school, my child attends school, or shared anything with you. But I'm only sharing experience, not details. And my heart goes to the parents of this child. I don't know what to tell you, but I know God will give you the strength to pull through, because I'm a mother too. And don't get me wrong, it's not because they were not checking on their kids. Don't pick that part. Pick the part that says check on your children, because you might not know what they are going through. Because some, even when you try to check on them, they don't talk. Some kids are like that. But as a parent, you might see the sign, you might not see the sign. But the main thing is check. Don't feel like the only thing you owe them is clothes, fancy shoes, and food. Yes, you have to work. I understand that. It is very important because the bills will be waiting. But please don't overdo it, because I know some of us, we like ashrebi, we like parties, we like gold. So we have to work more to be able to achieve all this, our, you know, extras. But can you sacrifice some of these things to spend more time with your children? These children, they grow every day. Some of us think, oh, they're too young to understand. Some of us will say, oh, I don't want to scare them. But majority of us that, oh, they should respect me, not question me. Excuse me. They should respect you, not to. And that is one of the major African mentality that we carry. We need to drop it. When your children, they love you, they will respect you. Do you think when they dislike you, they will respect you? No. We need to map out time. Even most of us don't even know when to start talking about SEX with our children. We don't know when to start making our children understand their body. To tell them what some adults should not do to them. Even what their mates should not do to them. We don't have that conversation. It is stages by stages. You need to let them understand certain things at every stage in their life. When your children are becoming adults, you need to let them know. If you do this, this is what is going to happen. You need to let them know. Most of us that are African women, African men, we don't talk about certain things to our children, letting them know that there's HIV, letting them know that there is STD. Most of us wait till they start their menstrual circles. No. What if they start doing do before the menstrual circle? They can catch diseases if you don't teach them how to use condom, how to protect themselves. If you have a girl, you have a boy, tell them. If you have a girlfriend, let me know the girlfriend. But they will hide it from you because you're just that so much strict mother that doesn't allow your children to feel free to talk to you. What is wrong with us? Where are we going from here? Do you want your children to respect you or fear you? Because most of us, we want our children to fear us. Are you there? Most of us, we want our children to fear us, not to respect us. You need to know the difference between respect and fear. Because silence becomes fear. Kids grow up confused, ashamed, or looking for answers elsewhere. Like Auntie Chiamaka will be the one to first your pikin. Instead of them to help you teach your children, you know, sex education, they will practicalize it. Because you refuse to teach your children. So they get help elsewhere. You don't have to tell them everything, but they need to know something real. Let the cat out of the bag. They say charity begins at home. We just, you know, say it and it's just on the surface. No, it's very deep. Please, parents, help us teach your children how to become a good husband. How to become a good boyfriend to a good husband. It starts from us. We build them. And that is why most women will say they don't want damaged product. Most men will say they don't want damaged product. Because how did you prepare your child to be a good husband, a good wife? Did you even prepare your child? It goes a long way, especially the boys. When you train your boy to tell you, oh, son, you're going to school, take care of yourself, be good, I love you. When you get to school, text me, let me know you are in school. And turn off your phone, keep it in your bag. When you leave school, text me, let me know you're on your way home. You are training them to be a good boyfriend and to be a good, let me just say husband, to be a good husband. And they're going to teach their children also. So instead of them inheriting, you know, all those rubbish stuff from you, let them inherit good traits. because he's going to grow up to be, to feel, you know, responsible to let people around him know, or people around her know, where she is at certain times. It's not going to be a big deal. It's good. It's just going to be just normal thing. You know what? Let's take a short break. I'm still your host, Samba.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe.
Yeah, lovelies, welcome back. I'm still your host, Samba. So, how do you talk to your kids when no one ever talked to you? Because if you're listening to me and you're a parent, don't feel like I am hitting on you. No, I'm not. Because I understand that is how most of us grew up. You know? Because we all grew up, you know, having no one talking to us about many things. Because when you grew up without being spoken to, how do you talk to your kids? If you're raised in fear or shame, how do you talk to your kids? So this is the time that will break that generational silence. And we start learning how to speak. Because we have never been spoken to. And we know how much we suffered because we were not spoken to. We know how all this puts us in so much risk. If you want to talk about this, if you have something to say, You can call on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. If you want to talk about this, please call on 0744-881-1570. Or if you're shy, you can text on the same number and we will talk to you. We will reply you. So, like I'm saying, it is time for us to break the generational silence and learn how to speak. You know, there is a difference between control and communication. You don't think that the children feel that we control them? Because most of we parents, we do that. We control our children instead of communicating with them. There are stages in their life that you can do certain things and certain things you cannot do. Because if you continue doing certain things to them, they will reject you. You will think they stop loving you. No. They did not stop loving you. They just don't like the way they are being treated. And because we have so much, you know, brought them up with so much fear, they cannot communicate it to you. They cannot tell you because they are afraid of you. They are afraid what you would do to them if they discuss certain things with you. And you're there complaining, oh, my children don't confide in me, or they don't tell me. They will not tell you. They won't tell you. Because you did not leave that space. You don't give them that opportunity. You're always that, you know, strong, you know, strict mom. You think you're doing them a favor. No, you're destroying them. Unknowingly. Because most of us, we don't know. We don't realize it until it's too late. Are you talking to your child? Or you're talking at them? Do you understand the difference? Talking to them or talking at them? When you talk at them, you know, you don't want them to say anything. You just want them to listen. When you're talking to them, you want to hear them. You want to hear how they feel. You want to hear what they're thinking. Are you parenting from fear or love? There are ways to talk to your children that they will feel comfortable and they want to share everything with you. You don't get to miss any part of their lives. Your child will be 18 years old, you will have boyfriend or girlfriend and you won't know about it. What's wrong with you? Have you ever spoken to them like, oh, if you're seeing anyone, let me know and we can talk about it. Are you having a friend problem? Because sometimes your children do have friend problem. You know, one day I was speaking with my daughter. We're talking about something and we disagree. Yes, I do have, you know, fight with my children. Sometimes we disagree and we come back and we talk about it. And she tells me why she disagrees and I will tell her why. And we meet somewhere. There are stages where you don't force things on your children. You don't even force things on your children at all. But, you know, there are some stages that it is a must. You don't force things on them. And you know what my little girl told me? My 10-year-old. She said, Mommy, don't be upset. You know, it's not easy being an adult. And she said to me, it's not even easy being a kid. Because we always have to worry about, you know, our studies. We worry about, you know, being bullied in school. And we worried about many things. I sat back and I said, I just got schooled by a 10-year-old. And I didn't say anything at that moment because I needed to think before talking. Yeah, sometimes when your children talk to you, you think. Sit back, digest it. Ask yourself, why did my child say this? And later the next day, I sat her down and I asked her, are you having friend problem? Are you being bullied in school? I know when it comes to your books, you're doing okay, you're trying. You say, Mommy, no, but you see, sometimes I see it and I report it. But it's just a thing that, you see, we worry about many things. Because when you see someone being bullied, you're thinking, oh, maybe that person is going to bully you too. But I still try to check further. I spoke to the sister and the brother. Because sometimes, you see, these kids are funny. They won't tell you things. They will tell it to their brother and sister. So sometimes, if you need, even when they're telling you things, you need to still check. Because sometimes they purposely just take some things out and feel they'll feel more comfortable talking about it to their younger ones or older ones. You see? We need to do these things. Let's stop all those being too... I'm not saying don't be strict with your children, but do it in a loving way. When you don't want your children to do certain things, please explain. Don't feel like, oh, I'm a mother, I don't need to explain. I'm a father, I don't need to explain it. No, you need to explain why you don't want them to do that thing. If my son says, Mommy, I want to go and play football with my friends, if I ask where, if it's the area I'm not comfortable with, I'm going to sit him down and say, listen, son, why can't we just have another option? Let me give you money, you guys go to the cinema and watch movie. Because sometimes out there is not safe when they don't have a coach, when they are playing football. When they go to the field to play football with their friends, you have different people coming there for different purposes, not just for football, for other things. And when your instinct don't say go, please don't just say you're not going. Have another option. Give them option. Don't just turn them down because you don't know what they're thinking in their head. You don't have any idea what is going through your children's minds. You have no idea sometimes. So always find time to talk to them. Instead of saying, oh, because I said so. When you're talking to your children, no, you cannot go because I said so. Why can't you try something like, this matters to me. And let me explain why this matters to me. Then I want to hear what you think. I don't want you to go to the field because this, that. So what do you think about what I've said? Give them the chance to talk to you. Do you have any idea what these kids, what they ask when they feel, you know, pushed back? They ask questions that they cannot ask you. Why can't I? The murmur under their tones is not fair. And sometimes they say, you don't understand me. Some even say it out loud. But because you don't care, you just bluff. We can't continue doing that. We can't. Sometimes you think they are being rude. No. They are saying something that you're not listening to. Yes, it's going to come across being rude. Yes, it will. Because we're trained not to be rude to our parents. Not to be rude to people that are older than us. And not to be rude to even people that... You see, one thing about we African, we always believe that we're not supposed to be rude to people that are older than us. Where did we get that from? Where do we get that from? Okay, let me ask you as a parent. Have you ever told your child you're sorry? I just heard somebody say, why should I tell my child that I'm sorry? Yes. Sometimes we wrong them. Yes, sometimes we do. We wrong our children. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you saying, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. It's a way of teaching them. Yes, you teach them. Help our children to build a good wife. And help our children to build a good husband. Charity begins at home. All these men, all these women misbehaving in their marriages is because of you. I know you train, some of you, you train your children well. Sometimes they choose to be whoever they want to be. Do we even use please for our children? When you want to send your children to send your child to pick something for you, do you say, oh, please, my dear, can you help me to pick a spoon in the kitchen? No. Go and bring spoon for me in the kitchen. No, we are teaching them. We're teaching them. When you do that, you're teaching them. Not because of anything. Can you please see me? Can you please talk to me? That is where real parents begin. Being real. When was the last time you called your child? You know, how to talk to them. I mean, talking to them about how they are feeling. What they are going through. When was the last time you check their mental health? You check by talking to them. As a mother, you can feel. They are part of us. As a father, you can feel. Because you knew these children since they were babies. You can even tell when they are not happy. If you pay attention, you can tell. You can tell your children, yes, you didn't grow up with open conversation. But you want to do it with them. You want to have open conversation with them. You start from there. Call your children. Tell them, if something ever scares you or confuses you, I want you to talk to me. I want you. To talk to me. I want to be the one you talk to. Have you ever said that to your child before? Do you make them understand that they won't always like what you say, but you always tell them the truth? And learn to say sorry when you get things wrong. That's not a weakness. You are building trust between you and your child. And that is how to build trust. There are times that topics are very hard. Very, very hard to talk about. And for we African parents, it's hard for us to talk about sex with our children. It is hard. Trust me, you know. You and I know. It is hard. Because nobody spoke to us about that. That is why it's hard. And I'm sorry that our parents did not train us that way. They didn't talk to us. Oh, okay. You never had conversation with your parents growing up, but you meant the gap. Bature Sheitan. Yes. Ah, you, I know you. Speaking of Tacha. Yes, I understand you, bro. I know. We find it hard to talk about death. We find it hard to talk about divorce, failure, addiction. You know what we African parents do when we're having problem with our husband and they are moving out of the house? The only thing we say, oh, your father is a useless man. He's a good for nothing man. He's not responsible. He's not this. Let him go. No. Stop it. Don't make your children feel like divorce is a normal thing. When it's hard, let them know it's hard. Let them know the disadvantages. Teach them how to mend their relationship before it gets to that stage. Let them in. Stop thinking they won't understand. Let's guide them. These are, you know, very hard stuff that most parents avoid. We need to guide them through. Teach them how to ask questions. Answering them without shame is very important. Because if you don't say it, someone else will. Let them understand that if you don't caution them, if you don't train them, you know, properly, someone else will. And yeah, your mother did not teach you, your father did not teach you. It is better that we say this thing to our children. Let them get it from us. Because we are going to do it with love and truth. Don't go. Stay there. We're going to go on another break. I'm still your host, Samba Oshi. Feeling small, worries weighing like a wall, but you don't have to face it all. There's someone who will hear you call. Talk to someone who's close, who's always there. They'll listen, they'll care, they'll show, they share. It's okay to feel scared, stressed or blue. Together you'll find a way to make it through. Could be a parent, a friend, or a teacher. With them your fears will reach an end. They'll help you mend, they'll help you send those worries away around. Always there. They'll listen, they'll care, they'll show, they share. It's okay to feel scared, stressed or blue. Together you'll find a way to make it through. Speak your mind, let your heart sing. With a trusted ally you'll find wings.
future with them. Your fears will reach an end. They'll help you mend. They'll help you send.
Yeah, I'm back again. It's your girl, Samba. Yeah, I'm just going to go through some text message. I've got a lot. But you know what? I think we're going to continue with the same topic next week because a lot of people are so much interested in this. Kumbi says, our children are the best friend, relative checker we have. If they don't like or vibe with someone, be wary of that person. Their people antenna is on point. Thank you, Kumbi. From Bature, it says, conversation narrows down to big legacy. Well, thank you. From Gladiator, these things you're saying is making me like you a lot. Oh, thank you so much, Gladiator. From Bature again, I may not leave a big legacy, but when I see my kids, I know I did something perfectly right. Yes, as a parent, when you're doing something right, you will know. You will know. From Adekunbe, he says, I tell mine, you don't ever need to lie to me. From someone else, says, never had open conversation with my parents growing up, but mend the gap in this Gen Z. Is a Gen Z? And from another person say, even if you kill someone, tell me. I will help you bury the body. No, please. I know that is a joke. Well, it's just like it's like a saying, because we African, we have the way we say things. What this person has said means that, you know, whatever it is, no matter what, you know, come to me and we will sort it out. You know, there's another one to say, sometimes when my children say come to me, I just say it in my mind, this is too much for me, I can't handle it, but I can't say it out, you know. From another person, the more you grow, the more you learn. Definitely. We, being an adult, anyway, we're still learning. I'm still learning. Trust me. Yeah. I'm still learning. I'm almost 50 and I learn every day. Because you see, these Gen Z people, they teach us. Because all we know is the olden days, you know, way of life. But the Gen Z, they are teaching us. But the only thing we can do is, please, parents, listen. Sometimes they talk to us indirectly. Sometimes your children, as young as they are, sometimes they need that space. Yeah? Teaching your kids to be honest is the greatest thing you can do. And how do you teach them? Be honest. Be you yourself. Be honest with them. Let them in. And that is how they can let you in. When you sit them, you talk to your children about how your day went, what you did, you know. Sometimes you think they don't know. They know. They know when you're happy. They know when you're not happy. And you see, children of nowadays, they don't fear punishment for honesty. You know. Kids don't magically become honest. You teach them. You want to make your children feel heard and not just corrected. When they've done something wrong, have you ever called to ask them first before you start blowing up like hot fire? Why not ask them, why did you do this? What made you do this? Not with that strong face or with that winch eye, you know. Call them with love. Why? They want to see you live what you preach. Model honesty. My people. Celebrate honesty. don't shut it down. Don't shut it down when it's convenient, please. Real parents, they share things. Don't make your children feel scared when their result is bad. Don't compare them. Stop all that comparison. Did you two see Emeka, how he's studying, how he's making his marks, how he's... No, don't do that. You're making them feel not wanted. When your children feel, when they feel that you will feel disappointed, they don't tell you things. You need to let them come to you and you just listen. Break that circle. Let your children know they can talk to you. This is not only for parents, it is also for future parents. Auntie, uncle is also for you. Big sister, big brother, this is also for you. As a mentor, this is also for you. Children need at least one adult who sees them and speaks the truth without shame. And that could be you. Do me a favor, ask yourself, what conversations did you wish you had when growing up? That is how you can teach your children. What kind of adult do I want my child to become? A wife beater or the one that loves the wife? The wife that loves the wife that likes to speak over everybody. Is that what you want? How do I need to grow to make space for free talk? This coming week, I want you to open a door. Ask a question. Say something you've never said before. Because, I'll say again, silence breaks trust. But truth builds bridges. This is Uncluttered. And thank you for listening. And I will see you again. Take good care of yourself. From your girl, Samba.
Trust in you gets lost in my feelings.
there's answers, then God, won't you tell me so? Can I just be real for a minute? The trust in you gets lost in my feelings. This war inside is flesh and spirit, and it feels like flesh is gone away. But you're the one I put my faith in. The proof is that I'm still here praying. I know you care what my heart's really saying. So God, let's have an honest conversation.
Listening to Radio Africana.
There's a better way, my friend. A way to make the anger end. Talk it out together, take it slow. Find the words to let them know. Big feelings can come and go. Talk it out and watch it. Face turn red, and there's thoughts spinning in your head. Take a breath and count to three. Say what you need calmly. Talk it out together, take it slow. Find the words to let. Together, take it slow. Find the words to let go.